It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Thursday. There's something about this rain that's got everybody kind of freaked out a little bit. It didn't feel any different than yesterday's rain, but they're saying that today could be the heaviest day of rain. That's what they're talking about. We have more rain showers in the area as you get ready to drive to work, and they're going to go on. It's only going to build till about 10 o'clock today, so just be aware some more street flooding may be in your neighborhood this morning, and that's a weird thing about it, right? You get these pop-up storms, and they just sit, like, on an area. And we're here. It's fine. Like, yesterday, it was sunny here. And Cypress was getting hammered with a shower. So, just be aware, 90% chance of rain all day today. Ooh. Doesn't mean that you're going to get rain all day in your area, but it means it could be heavy at times. So, just be aware. Kind of weird. But anyway, good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric with a K.
Good morning.
I'm mad at the weather.
I could hear it in your voice, though.
I'm mad at it.
He's yelling at the sky.
I'm yelling at the sky. I'm that guy. I'm yelling at the sky. So this is going to go down. It's like, I think this will wind up going down as like one of the coolest Julys in Houston history. Because we've been in the 80s for like 10 days now.
Yeah, you mean overall.
Because
we had some overall, but we had some hot days, but overall.
Yeah. Monday was the hottest day on Earth ever, right?
On Earth?
Yeah, it was a...
But not here in Houston.
On Earth ever. Sunday was the record, and then Monday beat it.
Whoa. Hang on, let me scoot over. Mo needs to yell at the sky a little bit.
I'm yelling at the sun.
So anyway, weather's just kind of weird this morning. So let's talk about some things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. We call it the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
You know, we all clicked on the headline yesterday when we saw massive FBI raid in Harris County.
I did, yeah.
We're like, who did it?
Tell me more, though.
Okay, so they had local, state, and federal law enforcement officers. They ended up arresting 37 people yesterday. It was this massive operation that's been going on for a while. It's like a two-year-long investigation. Ooh. Bail bond fraud.
Ooh, what's that mean exactly?
So people working in the industry were accused of wire fraud.
Oh, no.
Falsifying records.
Yes.
Yeah, getting guys out that shouldn't be out of bond.
They brought people from like New Orleans and San Antonio, FBI people, to do this right.
They were processing them all at NRG. That's how big this thing is. That's not true. Amazing. I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Number two.
The president was on TV. The vice president was in Houston. She landed around 4 p.m. And so I clicked on, you know, what was she doing? Looking to see if maybe she went to NYMFA's on navigation or something. Oh, yeah. But they didn't tell me. So if anyone saw her out and about, I'd like to know. Today, though, is when she's set to speak at the George R. Brown Convention Center. So if you have any plans around that area today, that is when the planned speech will happen.
Don't go there.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Consistent rain today will lead to the threat of high water spots. Yes, all of the high water river flood warnings. The wet weather pattern will ramp up and bring rounds of very heavy rain, thunderstorms to us. 90% chance for rain today. So if you're heading out this evening, a little break in the rain Overnight, temperatures dropping to about 75.
See?
75!
Yeah. Again, temperature-wise, I got no complaints. Rain, I'm done with you, all right? That's what's trending here in Texas, the top three things, and they're all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get everybody together here at Bull Nation and celebrate a little good news. And we've been on an Olympic theme the last few days, right? We've been talking about the Olympics start this weekend, opening ceremonies, all that kind of stuff. And we know, Mo, Eric, I mean, we know that almost every gymnast on Team USA trains here in Houston, right?
Yeah, spring.
We know
right?
so many of the track athletes train here in Houston are from Houston, right? But did you know we have some other Olympic heroes you haven't heard about? As a matter of fact, let me introduce you to Dr. Jeffrey Schilt. Dr. Jeffrey Schilt, along with Kathy Carranza and Dr. Shauna Norman, are going to the Olympics. They actually work for Texas Children's Hospital, but they've been selected to serve as physicians for the U.S. Olympic team and Team USA. So those doctors from Texas Children's Hospital, just over from us in the medical center, are going to the Olympics.
Whoa. USA! USA!
I wish I had a cool job that would send me to the Olympics, right? Could we be like, we could be the hype people for the Olympic athletes, right?
Yeah.
Bring them out or whatever. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, let's celebrate some other Olympians that you haven't heard about. Some of the doctors from Texas Children's Hospital. Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We love sharing good news because we believe the more you share good news, the more good news there will be to celebrate. You let us know if there's something good happening in your world. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on the Bull. You have a chance to win $20,000 to buy a horse. We'll give you details about the neigh of the day, and it's coming up after 7 o'clock. Your chance to win here on 100.3 The Bull. The Olympics. I was going to say the Olympics are about to start, but the Olympics actually are underway. There's a few events that are already going on. So the Olympics officially kick off this weekend. All the events start, all that kind of stuff. So we've been doing office Olympics to get those games that we love to play around the office here out of the way before the actual games of the Olympics start.
Yes, that's right. And I am your gold medal winner.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
She won so many early in the week that she's already taken the gold.
So right now we're in the running for silver medal. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be either George or Eric. And yesterday it was all about mental strength and y'all both pretty much failed. So for today's office Olympics, I wanted to make you guys like really shine.
Okay.
That's kind of me.
We don't know what the plan is.
One thing we do every day here on the show, we do endorsements for local businesses that we love. Commercials, if you will, right? Uh-huh. So we're going to play a game in today's office Olympics called Undies on Ice.
What does that have to do with endorsements and reading commercials?
Well, I have ice here. You're going to pour a whole cup of ice in your pants.
No. Mo.
And read a commercial from one of our favorite local businesses. And I'm going to be judging on which of you is least affected by the obstacle.
Okay, I got this.
Wait,
why do you think you got this?
Undies on ice.
Undies on ice.
Yeah.
I know it's the summer Olympics.
Why do you think you're especially equipped to play this game?
I was an actor for years and years in Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
And I can fake it till I make it.
Well, I don't want to tell you why George is going to be good at this.
So you,
I randomly picked one of y'all's clients.
Okay, my
our commercial. That's up on your computer. This is the ice. It's like a 10-ounce cup.
Yep.
Small nugget ice.
Good thing that it's a 10-ounce. Yeah.
Okay. In the?
It needs to be touching your skin.
It's got to go in the underwear.
It has to go inside the underwear.
I don't know what's going on in your pants, like what you decided to wear today. But I want the ice touching your skin.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. So undies on ice.
Undies on ice.
For the silver medal.
Of Office Olympics.
I got
office
this.
Office Olympics.
I'm going to be the silver medalist.
All right. So who?
You're going first.
Who?
George. I think you should go first.
Why do you always make me go first?
Well, your name is first. George, Mo, and Eric.
Cup of ice.
Yes. Yep. Yes. It's good ice. It's nugget
Stop
ice.
Stop stalling.
You know what? It is nugget ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nugget ice on your nuggets.
Well, I thought it would. I thought it would melt faster.
Go, Joel. You're stalling.
I don't want to do. I am stalling. All right.
You signed up.
Cup of ice in the underwear.
Oh gosh, I'm scared to look.
Oh, there he goes.
Is it really cold?
Oh my god.
Just think about how hot it is outside. Okay. Here, pull this up on your computer.
You picture ready? Yourself watching fireworks with perfect clarity without the annoyance of foggy lenses or misplaced contacts. Oh, my God. From poolside fun to backyard barbecues, Man Eye Institute has a deal for you during July. Oh, now it hurts.
You want it to hurt.
It hurts. Call Man Eye today for an absolutely free consultation. So the next time you're dipping your nuggets at that backyard barbecue, call 844. Ow. No, I mean 844.
Wow.
2020. 844. Wow. 2020.
Okay. I know. I didn't think about this next part, like what you do with the ice now that you're done reading your commercials.
No,
so I think you just have to.
It's melting, you know, because it's warm down there. And it's running down my leg right now.
All right.
So.
He set the bar.
All right. I got this.
Ow.
No big deal. All right. I have to.
Ow, this hurts.
Mo can see everything from her perspective.
My eyes are closed.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Is it touching his eye, his skin, George?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Into the boxers.
There they go.
There go the nuggets. Are you in?
He's in. I'm telling you, it hurts.
I didn't mean for it to hurt. Okay, you're in. Stop. Focus.
Hey, how much time does he get before he has to run? Come on.
Buy a Tempur-Pedic Active Breeze mattress.
Breeze. You got an Active Breeze, all right.
Blow cool air on your it touched. Okay. It went south. Mm-hmm. It went south. Mm-hmm. It's in the downstairs. It's hanging out in the basement now. All night long and sleep up to 30 degrees cooler. So cool savings right now. Gallery Furniture, Tempur-Pedic Active Breeze and Mattress. Spend the $300 by the adjustable base. $300 gift card. Oh!
Is it bad?
Oh, Mo.
This is why men can't have children.
We have to go. It like burns after a while. Because the nugget ice is small and it just continues to get.
I want to give you both the bronze. George, you won. George, you're the silver medalist.
I won the silver medal.
Yes.
Was it the next time just you're dipping your nuggets?
Stop it. Blacked out and forgot about that part. Oh my gosh, he's shaking it out from his pants. Go,
play a song. Play a song.
Look on the floor. All the ice has come out.
Play a song.
There we go.
He has jeans on.
I was smart. I wore shorts today.
No.
I wear shorts every day, but
yeah. Play a song.
It's undies on ice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mo.
USA.
I'd like to accept this silver medal on behalf of everyone. Oh. That's Office Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
At the final event, undies on ice here on the Morning Bullpen. Nay of the day, a chance for you to pick up $20,000. You could buy a horse with it, right? All you have to do is stay tuned because it happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. When you hear the sounder, if you're calling number 10, you get a key to unlock the horse trailer and you could win that 20 grand to buy a horse or whatever you want. It's all coming up here on 100.3 The Bull.
Y'all, I'm headed to Dallas after the show today and I don't know how I'm getting there.
You don't know how you're getting to Dallas?
You're driving, right? You got to drive.
Well, 45's closed and it's raining, and I need to be dressed and ready for the Morgan Wallen concert by 4 p.m.
Oh. How in the world are you going to pull that off? You have to take a flight.
I've looked into lots of things. And it's just been, this week has been insane. You know, the plumber, my husband, is traveling for work. And so anytime I get home, it's like I try to focus. I try to get my outfits together. And I'm just behind. And I think I'm putting it off so much because Dallas just seems like right there. But I honestly have no idea what to do.
You don't know how to get there for you're going to the Morgan Wallen show tonight.
Yes, tonight. I have to be there at 4:00 AT&T
Stadium. You know who we should get to take you?
Who? Who?
Bear or one of the other truckers that listens the show.
Sweet.
That is the best idea we have.
We have any over-the-road truckers. We can put Mo. We can put Mo out to the side of the road. And you could pick her up right here by the radio station.
I can do my makeup while we're driving, and you can just plop me right in front of the stadium.
It's solved. 713-881-5500. Truckers willing to take Mo on a road trip to Dallas.
Do we have a trucker headed to Dallas that would be willing to let Mo ride along because she doesn't have a ride?
Have you ever hitchhiked?
No.
You've never hitchhiked? Have
really?
You ever
in your life?
Up?
I watch Dateline, and I'm a girl. No!
All right, I've had to hitchhike before.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm the older one on the show. Back in the day. Before Dateline.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a thing to do, so I've absolutely done it.
Wait, you did it all the time?
Well, not all the time, but I did it several times.
Okay, one final question. How far were you trying to get?
Most of the time, it was to get from, where I lived to Litchfield, which was the big town in our county. It's like a 30-minute drive or something
With a stranger.
Absolutely. Nicest people in the world. Meet some of the nicest people in the world hitchhiking.
What about you?
We had somebody calling. I thought it was a trucker. Did you hitchhike, Eric?
So mine wasn't with a stranger. I grew up in a small town and I ran out of gas a lot. I play the gas gauge game with my car a lot. And I would constantly run out of gas. So somebody would come by and be like, oh, I know your mama. Get in the car.
Yeah,
I'll bring you to go get gas.
The same thing. Yeah. I get it there. So we need a trucker that's going to take Mo to Dallas today.
Sweet.
And she could get her makeup on and everything in your truck, and she'd be ready for the Morgan Wallen show by. You have to be at the venue by
4 p.m.
Isn't it like a 4.5-hour drive?
Can we do this?
What?
Can we? If anybody listening has a positive hitchhiker story,
okay,
not something scary that happened with the hitchhiker, but a positive. Experience either hitchhiking or picking
you got
up
married.
Something I want to hear really positive hitchhiker stories to make you feel good about your ride up
Dallas. I do need to turn my thoughts around.
Yeah, to make Mo feel better about hitchhiking. 713-881-5500. You call us now on the Bull. Saddle up for your chance to win a horse from 100.3, the Bull's Neigh of the Day. You could pick up $20,000 to buy a horse or spend the cash on whatever you want. That happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning here on 100.3, the Bull. Mo, tell me the phrase that you said just a few minutes ago.
Sorry, I'm going to Dallas after the show and I don't know how I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Does that give you anxiety?
That gives me anxiety like you wouldn't believe.
I know. I'm sorry.
We're talking hitchhiker stories.
Because that's an option.
Well, because we said, hey, is there anybody that's a trucker out there that would take Mo up I-45 to Dallas? CB is in the Woodland. CB, what was your response to that?
Well, I said I'm not a trucker, but I own a trucking company. So does that count?
Ooh.
And I'm headed to Dallas. Checks, right? That's all I care about.
Okay, fair enough.
You could have a whole fleet, Mo.
See, he owns a trucking company. CB, you're the best. Thank you, man.
Kamala Harris has nothing on your motorcade.
All right, we're talking hitchhiker stories, though. Eric's done it. I've done it. Mo has never.
Today will be my first time.
Yes. We want to make you feel better about it. Positive hitchhiker stories from Houston.
Okay, all right. Let's go to line one, Eric.
All right, that's Linda in Galveston. Hey, tell us your positive hitchhiker story.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I lived in Indiana, and there was an older gentleman I saw walking down the highway. I pulled over and asked him what he needed to do. He wanted to go all the way to Kentucky to visit his mother in the hospital. So I took him all the way from Indiana down to Kentucky. We spent a few hours there with his mother, and then I brought him all the way back into Indianapolis.
Linda.
Are you a real-life angel?
I just got goosebumps.
No, it just, I don't know. I was young.
Okay. Yes.
And I don't know. I just felt bad for hitchhikers.
You know what? Don't you feel like God puts you in a place to do something and help?
Sometimes, yes.
I think that's just exactly. I love that story, Linda. So, thank you so much.
I can only imagine the conversation, too. This is Anonymous in Houston. Only good hitchhiking stories, please, Anonymous. Tell us about yours. Hello?
Anonymous, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
What happened?
Okay, so I was in college at UT Austin, and a group of guys who I went to Catholic high school with decided they'd give me a ride back home to Houston because we didn't all have cars. And so they pull into this forested area, and it opened into a pasture with this big two-story house. And they roll down all the windows and open the doors and say, "Hey, ladies, we got one for you." And it was Marvin Zindler's Chicken Ranch. So that's Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that mean?
It was a brothel, Mo.
It was a brothel,
and
yes.
They dropped her off and said, "Hey, she's one of you now."
They were playing a joke on you?
Yes, I wouldn't get out of the car, of course. I was in the middle of the back.
You know what? Anonymous, they can't drop you off if you won't get out of the car. Exactly right.
I was 18 years old. I had relatives in LaGrange. I was about to die of embarrassment.
They took her to the chicken ranch. Okay. All right, don't take Mo to the chicken ranch. If she's hitchhiking, you see her on the side of the road. Y'all be nice. Get her to Dallas. Tomorrow morning, about this time, we're going to find out, how did Mo finally get to Dallas on the Morning Bullpen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Your chance to play Nay of the Day is going to happen sometime before 8 o'clock when you hear the sounder. If you're caller 10, you'll win a key to unlock our horse trailer. It's Nay of the Day, and it happens before 8 here on the Morning Bullpen. Time for the Morning Bullpen Jury Duty. This is where we give you a dilemma, and you give us your opinion. No right or wrong answers, just your absolute opinion on it, and tell us why
today's question is the combination socks plus sandals cool?
Yes.
713-881-5500.
You'll want to pay a special attention to this one, Eric.
Eric is the one reason we're talking about this. Eric thinks he's the pinnacle of cool, which actually he's just trying to be some sort of hipster kid. He's a 40-year-old grown adult dad.
Here's the thing. I take all my cues from GQ, and let me read just... Let me read a little excerpt. This is from a recent article in GQ. A couple of months ago.
All right, let's hear
it. Okay? This is how it reads. What's that in the distance? Is it some kind of locomotive? A train is coming down the line, and dangling out of each window is a set of sandal-shoed feet. Look closer. Each foot encased in a sock and then an open-toed sandal.
No!
The shoe's owners have faces of some of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
No, that doesn't make it okay.
No. Uh-uh. No. Does not.
0%. The jury duty today should have been, does anyone actually read GQ? Fair?
But the question is... Should you wear socks
yes.
with sandals?
Is the combination of socks and sandals cool?
Cool. Okay, yeah, I got it right. Okay, all right. This should be a slam dunk. Good morning. Let's go to juror number one, Mo.
That is Stephanie in Spring. Hey, Stephanie, you heard the question. Is the combination socks with sandals cool?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. You can call the show.
Somebody doesn't read GQ.
I think that would be like an uncool dad thing to do.
Thank you, Stephanie. You're my hero today. Thank you so much. Let's go to juror number two, Eric.
All right, that's Jimmy in Richmond. Is the combination of socks and sandals cool?
No. Comfortable? Maybe. But cool? No.
Okay. That's quality stuff.
We know
right
Jimmy
there,
in Richmond, and he dresses very well.
I don't actually know how he dresses, but now I'm curious.
All right, juror number three. You've heard the information. Is the combination of socks and sandals cool?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Lewis in Cypress. Lewis, what do you think? Why do you think that?
Because, I mean, it's more like a dad thing. Even though I'm wearing socks and sandals right now on my way to work, but I just wear them.
It's not cool. You're not trying to be cool. It's just practical in your case.
Yeah, but I'm going to take them off and put my boots on. It's just a way to be comfortable on the way to work.
So you're actually wearing this combination now and admitting that it's not cool.
Yes.
That's me every day, Lewis. Okay. I love you. You can call the show anytime.
All right.
You're number four. Let's go to line four.
It's Milena in Spring. Hey, sister. Is the combination of socks with sandals cool?
No, ma'am. It's not cool at all.
There we go.
She was passionate.
Wow. Woo!
So if you were single and I was single and I took you out on a blind date and I showed up wearing socks with sandals, would I get a second date?
Oh, no. That is not attractive. You got to show your nails and beautiful, sexy feet.
You got to show your...
Okay, you've got a different thing going on.
She's got a feet thing, but we didn't have to talk about that.
But, Milena, I do want you to stay on hold so we can talk about this.
All right,
let's just make it official, okay? Your number five is Bobby. Bobby, good morning. Combination of socks and sandals. Is it cool?
No, I wear those sometimes, but the wife does not like it.
The wife does not like it.
Wow. Bobby.
Mo, you called it. I mean, Eric, you got to pay attention.
It was unanimous.
It was unanimous.
The judgment today was unanimously
I didn't mean
uncool.
To hurt your feelings, okay. But yes, the jury did. Has spoken. Is the combination socks and sandals cool? And it was unanimous. Nah.
I got to put a call there into GQ. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's the truest statement we've had. It's jury duty. We do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. $20,000 to buy a horse. It's the nay of the day, and it hasn't happened yet. Sometime in the next 30 minutes, though, you're guaranteed to hear the sounder. And when you do, be caller number 10, and you could be our winner of a key to unlock the nay of the day horse trailer. And walk away with that 20 grand to buy a horse or spend it however you like. All right. Right now, though, it's time to find out what Eric can create on our 10-minute tune. You know how a 10-minute tune works.
We can't do it without your suggestions. What do you think Eric should sing about? Give us a call, 713-881-5500. And we say, the weirder the suggestion, the better the song. So we have Teresa on the phone in Houston. Hey, Teresa, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Hello. An arranged Indian wedding or marriage, Bollywood style.
Bollywood style.
Is this specific?
This is hyper specific. What? Please tell me you know something about
this. Yeah, why?
I'm an Indian wedding planner. And this is South Asian Indian, not with feathers.
Okay, well, thanks for clarifying that, but I think we got that when you said Bollywood, okay?
Specialized.
That's so your job?
Indian arranged marriage.
Yes.
Can we have lunch maybe next week sometime?
Mo has lots of questions.
Yes, fascinating.
And I would drive you to Dallas, but I'm on my way to Austin.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how I'm getting to Dallas after
the
show.
I'm going the other way, Mo. Okay.
She would rather ride with a stranger to Dallas than someone she trusts to Austin.
Absolutely.
Talk your ear off the whole way there. Okay, Teresa, this is a really great suggestion. I'm writing this down.
Interesting. 713-881-5500. Go to line four.
Sarah's on the phone in Baytown. Hey, Sarah, what should I sing about today?
Good morning. You should sing about sitting on the throne, like on the bathroom. My husband, he spends hours viewers in the bathroom, and I'm like, what the heck is he doing?
What the actual hell are they doing in there, Sarah?
No, you leave that man alone.
So what are you all doing? I need to know the secret. Why?
No.
Why is there for so long?
That is a sacred space. How dare you ask me to violate that privacy?
That's right. He honestly sleeps in the bathroom, though?
I don't know. Because he will lock the door. I'm like, okay. What are you doing? You've been there for an hour. He's like, I'm still sitting on the drone. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah. Must be nice.
That was my dad, too. It was the newspaper back then. Now it's just an iPhone.
iPhone, exactly right. Exactly right. Sarah, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jason is on the phone here in Houston. Jason, give us a suggestion here on what Eric should sing on the 10-minute tune today. Jason. Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't listen on your radio. You got to listen on the phone. What should Eric sing about today?
Sitting in the truck, not getting paid while waiting out the rain.
Sitting in the truck, waiting to get paid.
Oh, you're not getting paid?
You can't. Yeah, you can't work if it's raining. What do?
Oh, we're pole inspectors. We inspect the poles, make sure they're not rotting or decaying. Help keep them paying a big part of keeping them from falling over.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
pole
got
inspector.
It.
Okay. Man, I have so many jokes I can't say right now. So many jokes I cannot say right now.
I'm going to lunch with the other lady. You can go to lunch with Eric.
I'll make all the jokes.
We're talking hyper-specific kind of things today, Eric. Okay, that's so we had arranged marriages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had men, dads sitting in the bathroom. What are they doing in the bathroom?
Yep.
And then we had sitting in the truck not getting paid.
Oh, as bad as I feel about Jason, if I do a song about pole inspectors, it's going to go wrong.
It's going to go wrong.
Okay.
I don't know enough about Indian weddings, so I'm going to wait until Mo's lunch is complete and maybe we...
I'll give you the full details.
Yeah. Okay. And you can educate me. But I do know a thing or two about sitting on the toilet.
No.
So let's do a song about sitting on the throne, as she said.
All right. That's our 10-minute tune topic today. We'll find out how he does with that coming up next here on The Bull. All right, time to pony up here on 100.3 The Bull, because sometime between now and 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Nay of the Day sounder. This is not it.
Nay.
That is not what you're listening for.
Oh, this my gosh. Morning.
Nay.
That is our friend Scott, who gave us his
he
best name.
Used to be our friend.
In the next 20 minutes, you'll have your chance, okay, to play along. It's the Nay of the Day. You can buy a horse. You can do whatever you want. $20,000 right here on 100.3 The Bull's Nay of the Day. It'll happen before 8. All right, it's time to find out what Eric can do with the suggestion that we had today on 10-Minute Tune. Which one of the more... unusual?
Uh-huh.
Unusual
it's
ones.
That's what I asked for,
had.
George.
Yeah. You did. You said weird or better, yes.
It came from Sarah in Baytown, and she suggested this.
Good morning. You also should think about sitting on the throne, like on the bathroom.
Okay. Evidently, your husband falls asleep in the bathroom.
He locks the door. He spends a lot of time in there. Y'all do it. All of you do.
Maybe. Perhaps.
You do it twice a day during the show, George.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know, like, on schedule, when y'all both of you get to the bathroom.
I always say I've got an appointment.
Okay. Eric is back here.
Hi, Eric.
So you heard
George
Sarah.
Calls it a pit stop.
He does.
I call it
a pit stop. Yeah. I'm an F1. That's the F1 fan in me, a pit stop.
If you see George on social media, you know what he's doing.
Let's get back to Sarah. Enough about me. Let's get back to Sarah.
No, that is the topic, George. It's sitting on the potty. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to do it in the style of God's country.
Okay, God's country. Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune. Let's see how he does with this one here on the Morning Bullpen.
Even go near the door when it's closed. That means the king's sitting on his throne. Oh, I don't know what he does, but he does it all alone. That's dad's potty. His butt's gotta be asleep by now. When that door flies open, the stench flies out. Don't be around, it'll knock you to the ground. That's dad's potty. He sits a lot on the pot. You could interrupt, but you probably should not. In there, he's not a man, he's a god. That's what dad taught me.
was really good. That was really good.
You say that every day.
No, he's been, I tell you, he's been on a roll. Maybe he's just thinking about stuff that speaks to me.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it is. So I love that one, though. If you have a dad or you have a man in your life that would apply to, you can get... Come on, tell me the plumber doesn't have...
He has a lot of meetings, that's for sure.
He has a lot. See, that's what I was going to say.
He's not a man. He's a god when he's in there.
Dad's potty.
Yes. Stay away. Right.
That's going to be up on our podcast today. You can get it at themorningbullpen.com. You can find it there, favorite it, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
The Nay of the Day.
100.3 The Bull.
And your caller number 10.
Whoa! Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Never.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I can't hear out of this left ear. I can't. What is it? What's your name?
I'm Mallory.
Mallory, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where do you live, Mallory?
Yay! I was telling my son that whenever you asked for us to nay, he should nay.
Is he mentally and physically prepared?
I don't know. He's looking a little confused, but I'm so excited.
What's his name?
Well, wait a minute.
His name's Ender.
All right, before we get to that, let's explain what's going on here. Mallory, you have a key that may open the trailer that holds $20,000 so you can buy a horse or spend it however you want.
Like.
Yeah, however you want to.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Now back to your son.
Yeah, Ender.
Yes.
Is he there?
Yes. Yes, I listen to y'all every morning, and Mo, you and I were kind of pregnant around the same time. I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. She just turned 2 on Monday when Hurricane Beryl came through.
God bless America.
My God. Yeah. I could use a horse.
Yes.
One more thing.
Or $20,000 to buy whatever you want to. Yeah.
That's what they boys wanted.
Oh, my goodness. So sweet. All right. It's Ender's turn to celebrate. Can you ask him to neigh in the phone?
Okay. Ender.
Say
neigh. Whoa.
Sweet baby.
All right. Mom, Mallory, you promised to neigh, so now you got to do it.
All right, Ender. It goes like this. Neigh.
That's horrible.
So cute. Y'all heard her best.
Ender, you can do better, buddy. You try it. You can do better. Hey, congratulations, Mallory.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, it's the nay of the day. It's going to happen again today, 12 to 1 with Katie Neal. And starting at 1 o'clock, Eric, you're going to be out today with a live neighborhood stop.
Yep, that's going to be at Shoppa's in East Bernard from 1 to 2 o'clock. Just a 1-hour window. So stop by Shoppa's in East Bernard, 1 to 2 o'clock.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Garrett's in Conroe this morning. He wants to take $100 from Mo, but Garrett, here's what you have to do to get it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Garrett?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Garrett, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started. All right, buddy?
All right, Mo. Skedaddle.
Yes, sir.
I like that word, skedaddle. That doesn't get used enough. All right, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1, having a little fun with song titles here. Which Nitty Gritty Dirt Band song implies that they're nocturnal anglers with a love for nighttime fishing?
That's a hard one. I'll pass on that one.
Question number 2. It's more than glory days, but this rock star is on the country charts for the first time with a new song with Zach Bryan. Is it A, Bruce Springsteen, B, Bob Seger, or C, Kid Rock?
Kid Rock.
Question number 3. Which Kenny Chesney song title suggested that his girl found his farm equipment particularly attractive?
Tractor Sexy.
Question number four. This artist's latest album, Bell Bottom Country, just made the list of albums that we'll still love in 20 years. Name the artist who does Bell Bottom Country.
Lainey Wilson.
And question number five. Which country queen declared I will always love you to her wigs and then auctioned some of them off for charity?
Dolly.
All right, let's get Mo back Dolly in and find out what she's up against today.
All right, Garrett. I took it easy on Garrett because I'm trying to take you down, Mo.
No one ever takes it easy on me, Garrett.
You got three out of the five, Garrett. Nice. I'm going to give you three out of the five.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's do this. Let's go.
All right, Mo, let's find out here. Question number one, a little fun with some country song titles. Which Nitty Gritty Dirt Band song implies that they're nocturnal anglers with a love for nighttime fishing?
Just move on.
No, the only Nitty Gritty Band song I know is Fishing in the Dark, so it has to be that.
Fishing in the Dark. Nocturnal anglers.
Fishing in the Dark. That was a stretch, George.
Should have known that.
You didn't. So it's 1-0. Those winning.
Let's go.
Question number two. It's more than glory days. This rock and roll star is on the country charts for the first time with a new song with Zach Bryan. Is it A, Bruce Springsteen, B, Bob Seger, or C, Kid Rock?
Well, I guarantee it's not Kid Rock, so it has to be one of the first two. And for all I know, they're the same person. So I'm going to go with B.
Bob Seger?
Sure.
No, it's Bruce Springsteen. Glory Days is the name of his
song. Glory Days is a girl. Gabby Barrett sings that song.
Oh, yes. No. Yes, actually. She does have a song called Glory Days.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Kid Rock was not the right answer either, Garrett, so she's still winning 1-0.
All right, question number three. Kenny Chesney's song title suggested that his girl found his farm equipment particularly attractive?
Oh, she thinks my tractor's sexy.
That is correct.
Yes.
He said tractor sexy. I gave it to
him. Okay, fair. Fine.
Two to one.
All right, question number four. This country artist's latest album, Bell Bottom Country, just made the list of albums they say we'll still love in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Can you name the artist?
That's Lainey Wilson.
It is Lainey Wilson. Sure. Yes.
All right, so that means the score is 3-2 because he got it right.
And question number five, which country queen declared I will always love you to her wigs and then auctioned some of them off for charity?
It's Dolly.
It is Dolly. And Dolly Parton.
Okay. Will always love you.
Sorry, Garrett. Oh, Garrett. I know that.
Get it, Mo.
That probably feels like punishment enough, but you lost and you know you have another punishment, right?
Yes, sir. This is Garrett from Conroe, and Mo knows country.
Yes, she does, and we'll give you a chance to win tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.